Special guest on the phone with us today, we welcome Josh Shook from the Indiana Pacers. He's the director of marketing for the Indiana Pacers, joining us on the phone. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for talking with us this morning. Always great to talk about our Indiana Pacers. You know, Josh, I didn't get to mention this before we went on the air, but you had a Washington player on the floor last night, Cody Zeller. He's the pride of Washington, Indiana. He was on the opposing team, unfortunately, but, well, Pacers, I guess, had a little message for him last night.
it did work out, you know, for Mr. Zeller's favor last night, but, you know, it was great having him back. You know, there was a really warm reception when he was introduced. And, I know he and Victor got to talk before the game and everything, so it's great. I mean, anybody that follows Indiana basketball, I mean, it's always great to see people that, you know, come through the pipeline here and then see them go into their professional careers. So that was pretty exciting last night.
Sorry to hear Victor couldn't get in the lineup. What's his? Do you know anything on his status at this point?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's with him and the coach. I mean, it's you know, they kind of go game by game. I mean, he's they just look at, you know, what the lineup looks like, how he's feeling, and everything. So you know, from he's still practicing and everything. So from my standpoint, you know, I'm on the marketing side, so I can't really speak too much to the basketball. But you know, I've he's still practicing and everything like that.
Well, let's talk about the marketing. You know, this is what we were saying before we went on the air. If you've not experienced a Pacers game in person, you got to get there. The excitement, the enthusiasm. You guys in the marketing department do a tremendous job of keeping the crowd entertained, and there's always something going on during timeouts and commercial breaks and all that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we really try to think of the fan experience from as soon as you park your car and, you know, are walking into the field house. We want to, you know, get you excited, get you into the game. And, you know, there's something from, you know, people that are, you know, my age that are going to the games with their friends and, you know, families that are coming to the games. I mean, there's really something for everybody. And I think one of the things that, you know, we're especially proud of is that the league always looks at us as one of the top venues in the league as far as fan entertainment from not just what's happening on the court, but what's happening off the court. And, you know, we're incredibly lucky that, you know, we have a great team that's winning this year and doing a great job on the court. But, you know, it really is, you know, once you come into the concourse, I mean, it's great walking around and seeing all the families, the friends, people that have been coming to games their entire lives, just the excitement that's in the field house. So thank you for that. We really appreciate hearing that.
Well, and there's no better acrobat, there's no better entertainer than Boomer. I don't know how that guy does what he does, but he is amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's, you know, very skilled. I can't even imagine doing the things that he's able to do. So he's, you know, every time I see him coming down from the top during the games, my heart stops a little bit. But, you know, he's just, you know, from a different cloth, being able to do that stuff night in and night out. So got to hand it off to Boomer.
Absolutely. Well, talk about what's some upcoming events we can look forward to with Pacer basketball.
Yeah, so big game tomorrow night. So we've got the Portland Trail Blazers in town. It's going to be their only visit to Indianapolis. That game is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So it's actually going to be our last game at the field house for a couple weeks. So the team's going on a road trip, so they'll be out until March 10th is when they come back. So if you're looking to get a game in, tomorrow night's going to be a great one to check out. You know, and then, you know, we'll come back in March. And then, you know, it's hard to believe, but the season's kind of, you know, we're getting close to the playoffs here. So, you know, we're doing our playoff push and everything that, you know, the team is, you know, racking off wins here. And, you know, if you haven't made it out to a game yet, you know, definitely want to check your calendar, check our calendar, and schedule a time to come up.
There's nothing better than the excitement of Indiana Pacer basketball at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Again, get those tickets tomorrow night. Big game with the Portland Trail Blazers, as Josh just mentioned. We don't want to forget the Indiana Fever, too, Josh. There's always lots of excitement with the Indiana Fever as well.
Yeah, incredibly exciting year. So if you've been following Bankers Life Fieldhouse, so we're going through some renovations this summer, and we're kind of bringing the fieldhouse into the next century and just really doing some great upgrades for the fans there. And, you know, during all of this, the Fever are actually going to be playing at Hinkle Fieldhouse this summer. So if you're familiar with Butler University, the historic Hinkle Fieldhouse will be tipping off the games there March 15th. So the Fever will have their home season there. So their schedule was just announced. So if you're looking to schedule your summer plans, I mean, it's great It's going to be a great venue to play on. I know that everybody on the Fever side is incredibly excited about the opportunity to play there and just the excitement that that building brings as well.
Most definitely. Catch the Fever. March 15th, the season starts. It's the Indiana Fever Women's Professional Basketball Program. Another great venue at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Another great team, the Indiana Fever. And Josh, before we let you go, the Pacers and Fever, both proud supporters of Indiana high school basketball. That's where it all starts. And this weekend, we got the girls basketball state finals at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We got a couple of teams coming your way, Lagodi and Linton. There's going to be some great basketball there on Saturday.
Yeah, it's incredible the amount of things that happen inside the field house. I mean, we're incredibly excited about, the high school championships coming through. And, I mean, the following week, we've got the Big Ten women's tournament that's coming through. And then the following week, Big Ten men's tournament coming through. So, I mean, it's just, if you're a fan of basketball, I mean, there's no better time than right now. The competition is just off the charts. And, it's a very exciting time for our state.
Well, it's March Madness. It's just around the corner. And if you're in Indiana, Josh, it's safe to say you're a fan of basketball, right? We've got corn, we got basketball. Nothing beats it.
Hey, we grow basketball here.
Josh, great catching up with you, man. Give us a call anytime. Always love finding out more about the Indiana Pacers and the Fever and what's going on up in Indianapolis. And we're always glad to have you on the show with us.
I appreciate it. Go Pacers.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
You as well.
Josh Shook from the Indiana Pacers, the marketing director there for the Indiana Pacers, our special guest. Again, the Pacers at home tomorrow night. Portland Trailblazers in town. 8 o'clock tip-off for that big game.